Is this the Samsung Galaxy Book S? And more coming up on today's episode of the Latest in Tech News. Hey Gadgeteer, you're just in time for the latest episode of the world's only 3-in-1 show on tech, gadgets, and gaming news. That's right, this is the Latest in Tech News. My name is Taylor Merrick, and if you're new here, hit that subscribe button right now so that you don't miss out on the next episode. And if you're watching via YouTube, wait till you get to a part of the show that you actually like to hit that like button. And if you're listening via the podcast, hey, be sure to let us know if we missed anything over on Twitter. We are at Tech News Gadget, or you can leave us a review out there as well, whatever fits your bill. So I don't know if you can tell or not, but I'm tired. I'm beat. This has been a long day. This is by far one of the latest timings that I've had to do for a show, so this is a whole lot of fun. I have a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. I had hoped to do a live show starting today, but that didn't happen at all. So I'm hoping next week, Monday, to start all of that up. So today's feature story, we'll be taking a look at the Galaxy Book S leak that appears to show a new Samsung laptop. We'll also be taking a look at, the reason why you should maybe stop using WhatsApp. We'll also be taking a look at a 1987 NES game sold for $9,000. And finally, we'll be taking a look at Riot Games confirming that it is indeed making a fighting game. But before we can get into all that, we have to always take a look at today in tech history. All right, well, I bet at this point you're wondering, well, where's the Did You Know segment? Well, I didn't have time. I'm tired. It's been a long day, but I want to make sure I got out a show for you guys. So, being that today is August 2nd, 2019, on this day in history, in 1873, the Clay Street Railroad begins operation, making it the first cable car in San Francisco's now famous cable car system. And I believe still operational to this day. Maybe not the same railroad cars, obviously, but it's probably changed, but it's still the same for the most part. Also, on this day in history, in 1902, Mina Spiegel Rees was born in Ohio and became one of the earliest female computer pioneers. Before her death in 1997, Rees would leave her mark in the world of computers, mathematics, and education. Rees graduated with a degree in mathematics from Hunter College and Columbia University and ran the Office of Naval Research after World War II, where she organized work on early computers such as the Harvard Mark I. Throughout her career, she made many important contributions to the use of computers in solving applied mathematical problems and was known for her strong administrative skills and influence. In 1970, she became the first female president of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. She died on October 25th, 1997, at 95 years old. And in case you didn't know that, well, now you know. See, I did get you with the Did You Know segment, and you didn't even see it coming. Well, let's head on over to today's feature story. Ay, ay, ay. So what you're looking at on the screen right now, and if you're listening to the audio-only version, you're totally missing out. You should head on over to youtube.com/technewsgadget, is the Galaxy Book S, or at least a leak of it. You see, Samsung might be having a new laptop. We might be seeing more than just a new phone at the Note 10 launch. Samsung may be working on a new Windows laptop. Images of a purported Galaxy Book S, shared today by reporter and frequent Twitter leaker Evan Blass, showed a thin laptop with a few ports. The image also shown is a keyboard and trackpad in a somewhat gray-purple color. The laptop appears to have a USB Type-C port on the left edge and a camera along the top edge of its display. The image doesn't really reveal much else, and we don't also get to see the top of the device. And obviously, reaching out to Samsung, they weren't immediately available for a request for comment. Samsung's previous Galaxy Book device, the Galaxy Book 2, is a detachable 2-in-1 PC, not too unlike the Microsoft Surface Pro. The $1,000 device comes with a backlit keyboard cover and S Pen. Samsung also had its notebook line of Windows laptops. Notebook 9 Pro, released earlier this year, also falls in the ultra-portable 2-in-1 category, although its keyboard folds flat rather than detaching. Leak comes ahead of the planned launch of Samsung's Galaxy Note 10 at an Unpacked event in New York coming up on Wednesday. Maybe we'll see a new laptop then as well. And here's a couple other pictures of it. Looks very nice. Looks very simple. A side look and a keyboard look. That's all we can really say. Pricing might be around $1,000. Specs? Have no clue. But yeah, for those of you guys who like gadgets, does this kind of tickle your fancy? Is this a laptop you might want to see yourself getting? Well, here's your option. It's not a whole lot of money. And I guarantee for the price that they'll may or may not announce it for, the specs will go right along with it and you'll say, pretty good laptop. But keep in mind, this laptop, as with any other laptop, will not survive if you drop it down a flight of steps. So don't do that. It'd be bad. So with that out of the way, let's head on over to the next story we got lined up. All right. WhatsApp alert. Get it? Well, Slash Gear came out with an article today saying you should stop using WhatsApp right now. Things are about to get messy. Here's why. And if you don't, keep it in mind with a grain of salt. For those of you who don't know, WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. They currently have a content moderation plan. A new one is hoping to be put in place soon by Facebook. What does this new content moderation plan look like? Well, it'll be using the AI to flag messages before they're encrypted, sending said messages then to Facebook HQ where they can be read by humans. Messages will then be used by Facebook to make their moderator machine smarter and better at detecting term-violating words and phrases from their always editable and never really clear lists. You see, Facebook hasn't done particularly well in the public eye when it comes to their largely and really vague content moderation system in the last few years. They've gotten another new plan in place this year because, well, they got a little slap on the wrist from the FTC. So as Bruce Schneier expanded upon, Facebook's latest plan includes a bit of a paradox. WhatsApp is supposed to have end-to-end encryption, which should keep communications private and secure as such, but Facebook wants to add embedded content moderation and blacklist filtering algorithms to all of their services, including WhatsApp. Here we go again. Facebook's vision for a better moderated platform will require an element mentioned in a recent public talk applying AI to keep the platform safe. This talk took place on May 1st, 2019 at the 2019 edition of F8. Facebook said in a speech that they'll need to be able to scan contents of users' messages before they've become encrypted. Facebook also mentioned that they'll need to harvest messages that have been marked by their AI as potentially breaking their speech rules. When a violation is flagged, said Facebook, they'll need to be able to access those messages for human reading. Once a violation is found, the flagged messages will almost then certainly be used in their entirety to further train their algorithms, all without any sort of additional authorization on the part of the message, sender, or receiver, because you agreed to the terms of service when you signed up for the app. Facebook will then be able to list any set of words or phrases that will be used by its AI machines to seek out and flag. These machines appear as artificial intelligence algorithms in WhatsApp app locally on your phone. The WhatsApp app will read all messages as they're typed on each person's phone. If a violation is found, violator messages will be sent directly to Facebook in their entirety for further action. See, this is part of the violating your trust policy that Facebook seems to keep forgetting, potential for further forcing of action on the part of government systems and malicious potential for the part of third-party actors. This system's most basic elements are a level of dishonest and inappropriate that is actually quite shocking that Facebook found it acceptable for real public implementation. WhatsApp transmitted messages may remain end-to-end encrypted, but that does not mean that everything you type or prepare to post with WhatsApp will remain private. That is simply no longer true, even if it was true to begin with. To be clear, WhatsApp is Facebook. It was acquired by Facebook. And, yeah. So, is this a reason to stop using WhatsApp and maybe find another option? I don't know. Just something to think about. I mean, if you're going to use something for free, you better make darn well sure you know what's going on. They're probably selling your data. Regardless, however you do it, in whichever way you take, unless it's paid, in which case it varies then there too. I mean, you really have to get like one of the top-notch lawyers on the prowl for anything you happen to sign up for in terms of service and really have them dig into the company. This, yeah, and then it gets a little bit weird. I guess the onus is on you to keep yourself safe as much as you possibly can. That includes any kind of conversation you have, on any kind of platform, any kind of app. And yeah, who told us that Facebook could be, you know, Big Brother here looking over our shoulder and making sure everything's okay? It's time that they get a little bit more than a slap on a wrist, wouldn't you agree? Yep, that's what I think. So moving on. All right, moving on over to some exciting news. Did you know that if you had a 1987 NES game that's been sitting in the attic for the last 30 years, if you sold it, you could have probably gotten a nice, sweet $9,000 payout? Well, it's true. Scott Amos of Reno, Nevada, recently found an old 1987 NES game in his attic after looking through his childhood possessions. The game in question, if you're wondering, was Kid Icarus, still in the bag it came in, with receipt also correct and present. The receipt tells us that it was bought in December 1988 for $38.45. In today's inflation calculator, everything considered, it would be just over $80. But he, I guess, bought it and completely forgot about it ever since. Speaking to the Reno Gazette Journal, Amos says, "All the family's been trying to come up with a hypothesis. My mom thinks she put it there and never got it back out, and it just kind of wound up in the attic. And it just so happens that Kid Icarus finds itself at the rare end of the scale for a sealed NES games, resulting in something of a jackpot. The game was put up for auction online at Heritage Auctions, where it just sold for a mouth-watering $9,000. And here's a picture of it. I mean, look at that. He didn't even take it out. Oh, man, don't you wish you had a sealed copy of a game like that just sitting in your attic for the last 30 years, right? So if you do, post it in the comments. We'd love to go check it out. And, you know, obviously you could sell it and tell everybody how much money you made off of it. It'd be great. But what was I doing 30 years ago? I don't know. I wasn't around 30 years ago. Just plain and simple, and I bet most of you guys listening, you're like, huh? I wasn't even around then either. So, like, what the heck? Well, see, this is why you collect stuff or put stuff away or put stuff aside instead of playing with it and breaking with it and burning it or melting it or drowning it or soaking it. It could be worth money somewhere down the road if you play your cards right. You see what I did there? See what I did? All right, and in the last article we got lined up for today, Riot Games is confirming that it's making a fighting game. Riot Games, makers of the popular, well, League of Legends, confirmed that the company is working on a fighting game. The news comes straight from Tom Cannon, co-founder of the Evolution Championship Series, or EVO, as it's more widely known, which is currently in its first day of its 2019 event. Cannon is also a Riot Games employee. Following Riot's acquisition of Radiant Entertainment, Cannon joined a talk show hosted during the event where he confirmed the fighting game's existence. And here it is, tweet and all. And he said, "Back in 2016, when we joined forces with Riot, I said we were going to go in the hole for a while, right? I wanted to let people in on maybe the worst kept secret in the universe, which is that I can confirm that we are working on a fighting game for Riot." In a statement to IGN, Riot Games corroborated Cannon's statement and confirmed the new fighting game's existence. "We have experienced a profound impact the genre can have on players and want to bring the fighting game experience to even more people," Riot stated. "We're working hard to create a game truly worthy of the vibrant fighting game community and are making progress, but still have a long way to go before we're ready to share more details." And after that, Cannon obviously didn't say much after the initial confirmation and didn't provide any further details. It also did not confirm the fighting game would be set in the League of Legends universe. I don't see why not. If you do it right, it could be a great lore addition. Keep in mind, Riot Games acquired developer Radiant Entertainment in early 2016. Radiant is known for making Rising Thunder, the 2.5D giant robot fighting game, as well as the city-building game Stonehearth. Development on Rising Thunder was halted after the acquisition by Riot, but they released the source code for players in 2017. EVO 2019 is certainly the place to announce a new fighting game. Keep in mind, the long-standing tournament dropped Super Smash Bros. Melee for Ultimate and features standbys like Street Fighter V, as well as Soul Calibur 6, Tekken 7, Dragon Ball FighterZ, and more. Riot also recently released Teamfight Tactics, the new League of Legends mode that works similarly to Dota's original Auto Chess mod. So, if we happen to hear anything more, well, we'll know then. But for now, that's all we know, right? Or is it? I don't know. Post in the comments, bacon or no. Do it. And with that, that wraps up this episode of the Latest in Tech News. Thanks for tuning in, guys. New episodes every weekday. The Latest in Tech News can be found on every major platform, including Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Stitcher, Overcast, and more. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, let us know by clicking that like button down below and by leaving a comment. And if you're listening via the podcast, be sure to leave a review for us out on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to the show. Double check that you are subscribed so that you don't miss the next episode. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick, and remember, for the latest in tech, gadgets, and gaming news, visit technewsgadget.net. Pretty much, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.